Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 20th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Governor Henry McMaster is moving closer to his recommendations for how the state should spend almost $2 billion in federal aid to combat the coronavirus outbreak. Here's more from South Carolina Public Radio's Russ McKinney.
The Blue Ribbon Committee advising the governor on how the state should spend the money made some initial recommendations yesterday, and McMaster appears to be in general agreement with them. The Accelerate SC Committee is poised to recommend over $600 million go to local and county governments to help pay for their response efforts, $500 million to shore up the state's unemployment insurance fund, $250 million to private and public hospitals, over $200 million to help public schools recover from the disruption caused by the pandemic, and over $100 million to increase broadband internet access across the state. The state legislature will make the final decisions on how the money should be spent. McMaster said yesterday it's important lawmakers act quickly once he forwards them his recommendations. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Columbia.
Yesterday, the University of South Carolina announced a plan to implement voluntary 10% pay reductions to offset costs due to the coronavirus pandemic. The cuts affect President Bob Caslin, several senior-level cabinet administrators, and the university's three highest-paid coaches. USC estimates that the cost of the pandemic through August alone could total as much as $40 million. The town council in Hilton Head Island is expected to vote on whether to allocate $470,000 to help market the area to tourists as it recovers from the effects of the coronavirus. It's the largest amount of money the Hilton Head Island Bluffton Chamber of Commerce has asked of the town of Hilton Head Island, even after past hurricanes. The town council wants to further discuss how the money will be spent. A vote is scheduled for June 16th. Rock Hill officials say it's time to get back to work in a city that's seen its unemployment numbers quintuple since the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan reports.
At the end of February, the city of Rock Hill had an unemployment rate of almost 3%. As of this week, it's 15%, 21,500 people. A lot of that number comes from the city's small business community, and city officials are planning an ambitious public relief project aimed at getting businesses operating again. Mayor John Geddes addressed the plan at a meeting of city leaders Tuesday afternoon.
It's imperative that we get back to business. We can't sit back and wait on someone to say, okay, it's time, you can go back to work now. We have to start that process ourselves.
The city is set to vote on an $800,000 public assistance package on May 26th. If approved, the project would bolster food, childcare, housing, and utility assistance for out-of-work residents and provide low-interest loans to boost small businesses in the city. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina, has announced that it's shutting down the men's varsity lacrosse team and the varsity baseball team in response to financial hardships caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Furman announced the sports cuts, along with other budget reductions, including salary cuts and staff furloughs. The school said it's expecting a decrease in enrollment and has already seen a drop in endowment by more than $100 million. The school will also reduce the number of athletic scholarships over the next 5 years, from 200 to 155. The school said savings from the decisions total about $5 million annually. There are no plans to reinstate the teams. South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson, along with a coalition of 34 attorneys general, have announced a settlement with Santander Consumer USA, Inc. that includes approximately $550 million in relief for consumers, with even more relief and additional deficiency waivers expected. The settlement resolves allegations that Santander violated consumer protection laws by exposing subprime consumers to unnecessarily high levels of risk and knowingly placing those consumers into auto loans with a high probability of default. The restitution amount translates to around $225 per eligible customer. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.